Classic Hits, 97.7 The Bolt. It is 7:25, 25 degrees. This is Wildcat News. We have, we've got band and choir going on this week, and we have a bunch of concerts that are coming up before the end of the year.
Yep.
And before Christmas break, correct?
Yes, that's right.
The voice you are hearing is Jared Knapp. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
130 down to the 90s. Is that okay if I share that?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Because yeah. I'm all about I love sharing success stories, but that's where you went, that's where you started and ended the golf season.
Yeah. So last summer I kind of picked up golf, just as, you know, I had a buddy, shout out to Mr. Joel Hoagland. He really got me into golf. And he's like, hey, you know, I've gotten memberships, you know, the past few seasons, you know, where I've lived, and I'm going to get one at Spring Valley here. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll think about it. So I went out golfing with him and shot just a absolutely atrocious game. Didn't even keep score. I think I lost probably over a dozen balls.
Oh my.
Yeah. And it was just not good. But if you've never golfed before, you won't experience this. But once you golf, you could lose over 20 balls and still just have the most fun time of your life. And so from then on, I was just hooked. So I went right home and told Katie, I was like, we need to get a membership and we're going to go golf all the time. So I went and bought, you know, my own set of clubs. You know, I went on Facebook Marketplace, just bought, you know, $50 set of clubs. Her mom gave me her old driver, you know, just, and I bought the cheapest putter I could find, you know, just starter equipment. It doesn't matter. I just need something to hit the ball. And just went out there and just played every single day. And, you know, I was probably consistently in like the 130s, 120s. And then I was like, okay, this is getting expensive having to buy all these golf balls.
Yep.
And I was like, I can't keep doing this. I'm going to try and focus this. If you know anything about me, it's like, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to try and do it to the best of my ability as much as I can. So I was like, I'm going to try and do this as focused as I can. So I started, you know, watching, you know, videos. I started talking to people. Luckily Katie's sister's kind of a hotshot golfer and kind of a golf pro. So she was kind of giving me lessons. I spent, you know, hours on the range, and, you know, I kind of saw my numbers, you know, not take a huge jump, but it was, you know, little by little, you started to see the kind of the improvement happen. But then by the end of the season, I was, you know, hitting consistently in the 90s. And then I think I shot my best was an 86, just about in the middle of August.
Does some of that focus and practice translate into the classroom for you?
I think that's kind of like, it's very much a musician. It's a musician thing, and it's also a teacher thing. You know, mm-hmm. like as a musician, it's always about the grind, and it's always about focusing and having a goal, like a performance that's coming up, or, you know, you have a piece of music in front of you that's really challenging, or, you know, in the classroom, it's a project or something that you're working on, or it's a student, you know, that you're really trying to like create that relationship or build that relationship with. And so, you know, kind of having that project is what kind of keeps, you know, me motivated. You know, maybe that's what helps me, you know, stay focused. Maybe not other teachers, but for me, that's kind of like how I stay on track for a lot of stuff. And so that's kind of why, you know, maybe golf was kind of the thing for me, because it's just, it's not me versus anyone. It's just me versus myself. It's such a mental game. And that's kind of what music is too. It's me versus myself. You know, it's, you know, as much as I can get mad at the instrument for not doing what I want, at the end of the day, it's my fault that it's not doing what I want it to do, you know? And so I think that mental fortitude that golf requires is a lot of what music has already kind of instilled in me. So I think that's why it was kind of just a natural fit.
You have been practicing and working on some music up to this season.
Yep.
And other projects as well, but it's the winter concert series.
Yes.
So yep. Do you care to share with us what events you have planned?
Yeah. So I just teach the 7th and 8th grade band. So we had marching band in the fall, and then when we finished that season, we kind of sat down for concert band, and I threw about, you know, 8 to 10 pieces at the kids. You know, traditionally speaking, I would just hand them the concert pieces and say, here you go, this is what we're going to play. But this year's band has just really impressed me with their ability to just read music and play. I mean, this band is much different than the bands I've had in my long years of teaching. Keep in mind, I've only been teaching for 4 years, folks. Mm-hmm. So they've really impressed me. So I threw a whole bunch of stuff that was really easy and stuff that was really hard. And the nice thing is that the fun stuff is the stuff that's really hard. And that's what we're playing for our upcoming concert. So we've been working really, really, really hard on this stuff since about mid-October, kind of getting ready for that. And so our concert for 7th and 8th graders, it's actually a 5th through 8th grade band concert. It's on December 9th. That's next Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the newly renovated auditorium. And tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for students, but $20 max for any family. So you cannot go over $20 for your family.
Okay. Charging to get in.
Yeah.
And is that kind of a fundraiser for the department?
Yeah. Yeah. All that money goes back to us. That's what helps, you know, pay for anything, everything, new instruments, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, if we bring in a clinician or we're bringing in, you know, some sort of professional to come in and work with the kids, that kind of money kind of comes in. If we need repairs or if we need, you know, anything like that, that's where this money comes from. So.
Perfect. Excellent. What are some of the pieces that you're going to be playing?
We're playing a couple of pieces. We're actually kind of getting ready because this band is doing so well. We're getting ready for, we're going to send in an audition tape for something called IBA. IBA stands for Iowa Bandmasters Association. And what that is that in May, the Iowa Bandmasters Association has a big conference down in Des Moines. And so what you can do is that you send in a recording and a panel of judges listens to your recordings and then they listen to all these different bands or whatever. And there's different criteria and different types of bands, right? There's high schools, middle schools, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, all that stuff. And basically, if you have a really good recording and the judges like what you hear, you get invited to go down and play at IBA. So, we're sending in an audition tape. I don't know if the Humboldt Middle School has ever done that before. This band plays really well. It was kind of a goal. It was in the back of my mind. And then I was like, okay, this band can hang. This band can do it. We're going to go for it. So we're doing that. We're going for it. So we're not playing a lot of the typical Christmas music because we kind of have to play a lot more of the challenging stuff. I'm just going to call it the stuff. I'm not going to get into the nerd talk, but the stuff, the hard stuff that's going to make the judges go, ooh,
right.
They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you will know, there will be some recognizable stuff. You'll know Sleigh Ride, very, very famous piece, Sleigh Ride. And then we also have a special guest. I'm bringing in a world famous triangle player.
World famous triangle player.
Yeah.
Is it Matt Shear?
It's not Matt Shear. I didn't know he played the triangle.
He's very good. Yes. Ooh, skilled.
I'll have to audition him next year.
Look into it. You know, he's not just a sports broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
He is a world-renowned triangle player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And cowbell. He's good at that.
Cowbell. Okay. Good to know.
Tambourine. Any of those. Give him a call if you need help.
Okay. That'd be great.
Perfect.
Yeah, I could find a spot for him.
Are you speaking for Katie today, or is she doing it on her own?
I think she's going to do it on her own. She can handle it.
Okay.
But I think actually Lucinda is going to be up next, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah, very so, good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Lucinda Boyd stepping up to the microphone.
Good
Wildcat
morning.
News. Good morning. How are you?
We are awesome.
Good. First part of the school year, doing well?
We are doing well. We are busy, and I've got all the elementary kids kind of working toward a program, whether it's in December or January or February. We're on the go, so it is concert season.
Yes, it is. Tell us about your performances.
So second grade music, the students are first on the stage on December 11th, and they are going to be performing a very snow-worthy program.
Sure.
It's called The Big Chill. How appropriate is that?
It really.
Especially
yes.
for the next 24 hours.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
Oh, and they are so excited about getting up to the newly renovated auditorium.
Yep.
It's beautiful. The seating is nice. The stage is set, and the lights and sound have been improved. The chairs have been updated for better seating, and even the parking has been updated. So everyone will definitely have a great experience when they come to watch the show.
Love it.
So the second graders are going to start next Thursday, December 11th at 6:30. We do start them a little bit earlier at the elementary for the younger students. And they're going to tell a story about how the students and the teachers, not just the students, but the students and the teachers are hoping and wishing for a snow day.
Ooh.
And the weather has definitely prepared us for the snow season.
Yes, it has.
Very quickly.
Yes. Over Thanksgiving break.
Yeah. And the students are, they're hoping for not just one, two, three, four, five, but 6-7 feet of snow.
Hmm. Okay. They don't have to get out and shovel it, so. But I understand the point.
They're pretty excited.
Good.
And we've added some extra fun for the program.
Too. Nice. Looking forward to it.
Very good. It's free admission. And yeah, we're just really, really, really excited to start the season out.
I always love this time of year. And the kids work so hard. They work so hard on the performances. And really, that's just to watch them and to just have that whole ensemble and everybody's in time, everybody's in tune. And they just get big smiles on their faces.
It's
they know
such,
it.
Such mm-hmm. a point of pride.
Sure.
They're so proud.
Yes, absolutely. What else is going on?
That is pretty much it for the
pretty
elementary. Yep.
Okay.
In January, the fourth grade will take the stage on January 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working hard to get to that level where we need to be before winter break.
Sure.
So we can come right back from that winter break and be ready to take the stage on January 20th with fourth grade. So
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, you too.
I always run into her somewhere around town.
We do.
Yep. It's like, hello. You know, Humboldt.
Familiar face.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's a metropolis. Who's
all
next?
Right.
Who you? Hello, Katie. How are you?
Good morning.
Do you go by Katie? What do the kids call you?
Miss Rinman.
Really?
Yeah.
We called our band teacher B. I don't know. And he didn't even have a B in his name. I don't know why. That's what we called him. What's going on?
Not much.
Are you nervous?
It's just an early morning.
Just an early morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Would a high five make it better?
That would make it great.
All right. Sounds good. What's going on with your students?
We're getting ready for the same 5-8 band concert. I'm doing 5-6 band this year, so... Mm-hmm. We're getting ready for that concert next Tuesday that Jared talked about earlier. And then my choir students, we had our concert in November.
Yep.
So that's all kind of set and done. So, and then the high school band, I'm going to talk about them quick because
sure.
our high school directors are not here. So I'm going to talk about their concert. The high school band is looking forward to our winter concert on December 15th at 7 p.m. We will join the choir in playing a mix of Christmas music and standard band repertoire. Admission is $3 for students and $5 for adults. We hope to see lots of community members filling up our newly renovated auditorium. If you're unable to attend our December concert, there are several opportunities to listen to our high school band students at home basketball games and the upcoming jazz band concerts. The band kids are busy, but are having a great year and love performing for you.
That was written by Mr. Shavers, wasn't it?
That was Miss Willitson, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was off. I had a 50-50 shot there,
yes.
But... Huh, interesting. Well, yeah, it's a busy time for all of the music programs within the Humboldt School District. Thank you all so much for coming in. I wish you the best. Good luck with your performances.
Thank you.
You've worked hard as well. Okay.
Yep.
And you going to be going home to Minnesota for the holidays?
Yes. We went back over Thanksgiving break and came back early because of the snow, but we'll head back over the holidays.
Question for you, since you're from Minnesota,
okay.
We're both from Minnesota.
Yes.
Is it hot dish or casserole?
It is a hot dish.
Okay, thank you. Point made. Casserole. Hot dish. Wildcat News happens every Wednesday about this time. Happy holidays again to each of you. Enjoy the snow. It's going to snow again. It's going to be really cold. 7:40,
25 degrees, classic hits, The Bolt.